You are listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, visit her on the web at robinbeatty.com, RobinBaDY.com. For more information about the other wonderful JCast Network podcasts, visit jcastnetwork.org. The Bat, the Birds, and the Beasts. Long, long time ago, there was a terrible war going on. It was fought between the birds and the beasts. And every animal, every creature, everywhere took a side. Each one chose either the side of the birds or the beasts. All except for the bat. You see, Bat looked around and he said, "Well, I could be either a bird or a beast. I mean, well, look at me. I've got wings and I fly, but I'm furry and I walk on the ground, too." So when the birds came around and said, "Tweet, tweet, tweet, caw, caw, ah, ah, what are you? Tweet, are you one of us? Are you taking our side?" Bat would say, "Why, yes, I am. I am a bird after all, for I can fly. I, too, have wings." And the birds would go away satisfied. And when the beast came along, well, they said to him, "Roar, tweet, 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 meow, meow, meow. So what are you anyway? Are you going to be with us? Are you a beast? Do you take our side?" And the bat said, "Well, yeah, of course. Now look at me. I have fur and I'm walking on my legs. Yeah, I'm a beast. Don't worry, you can count on me." Well, the war went on and on. And each time Bat talked to either one of the sides, he told them he was on their side. "Yeah, I'm a bird. No, don't worry about me. I'm a beast." Back and forth and back and forth he went. And when finally the war finally came to a close, none of them winning, for whoever does win in a war, well, Bat went flying over to the birds and said, "Well, I see that we've won." And the birds said, "We've won? Gaw, you haven't won. You're not with us. Get out of here. We don't want to see you." Well, Bat walked over to the beasts and said, "Hey, we've done a good job, haven't we? We've won. We've won." They said, "We haven't won. You're not part of us. You haven't done anything to help us. Go away. We don't want anything to do with you." And from that time, Bat flies and walks alone in the dark. Being neither bird nor beast, he is alone. The Crow and the Fox by Jean LaFontaine. Well, one day Master Crow was sitting on a branch of a tree high up in the air. In his beak was a big piece of pungent cheese that he had just found and flown up there to have no distractions and no one bothering him. Well, along came Master Fox. He had smelled that cheese a long way off, and it smelled good. "Ruff, ruff, ruff. Well, hey there, Master Crow. You're looking mighty fine today. Yes, I see you. Oh, that black plumage is fitting very closely to you, very, very stylish, and it is ruff, 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 very shiny, and it's very attractive, and you know, I don't think I've ever seen any bird look quite as good as you. As a matter of fact, if you could sing as good as you look, why you'd be the king of all the birds. I'm sure of that. Can you show me?
Well, Master Crow was quite impressed by this kind of praise. I hadn't thought of himself that way, but you know, he did like his singing voice. So he opened his mouth wide, and he was going to sing like he had never sung before, and, well, you know what happened. The cheese fell to the ground. Master Fox jumped over to it, grabbed it up in his mouth, and,
thank you,
ran away. And there was Master Crow, left with nothing at all. Later on, he went to where all his friends were, and with a lot of embarrassment, he explained what had happened to that tasty morsel of cheese.
Gah! 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 Yes, and then I opened my mouth, and, well, gah! That's the last time I let a flatterer get the better of me. I should have known. All he wanted was not to praise me, but to get my cheese. Gah!